Duke Maraud, based on the lost medieval play, adapted by Robert Crichton. Duke Maraud is a character from a lost play copied down sometime in the late 15th century. He is literally the only surviving character from the text, his part having been written out, possibly from an actor's cue script. The plot of the play is apparent from these fragments and from other contemporary analogues, so we have been able to pull together this presentation of the story. The Duke Maraud has an affair with his own daughter, who he persuades to murder his wife and their incestuous offspring. He visits a church, repents, and returns to his daughter, who murders him upon discovering his repentance. He dies calling on God to forgive his sins. The Duke Maraud opens the play by announcing himself to the audience.
Emperors and kings, be kenned. Earls and barons, bold. Bachelors and knights to mend. Squires and yeomen to hold. Knaves and pages to send, so perfect that aren't to be sold. I pray you, lording so hend, no yanglings you make in this fold today. As ye are lovely in face, set you all seemly in place, and I shall, without fallacy, show reasons here to your pay. Wealth I wield at my will. In word I am known full wide. I have hart and hind upon hill. I am gay on ground for to glide. Seemly there I sit upon sill, my wife and my men by my side. I command you attend my till, or else I shall bait your pride with dint. And therefore I warn you together, that you make neither crying ne beer. If you do, without endwear, strokes at you shall I mint. Duke Maraud, I hold by name, courteouser lord maybe none, will far than reign and my fame to be comely crowned from one. I give good gifts with game, and save each lording frifone. Me bowen both wild and tame, whether so they riden or gone, or ship. I am doughty indeed, I am worthy in weed, I am seemly in steed. No villainy to me will I keep.
The Duke's wife then announces to him that she is going on a journey. He replies to her,
Dame, do now thy will, thy voyage to fulfill. To thee will I be bane? For love, I thee pray, wrap thee fast in thy way, and come home soon again.
She asks him to promise his faithfulness while she is away.
Through the grace of that ich king that formed us all with win, I shall me keep from fonding, and also from blame and sin with grace. Jesu, as thou me wrought, and with wounds sore me bought, save me from wicked thoughts. Jesu, fair in face.
She bids him a final farewell, and he returns the gesture.
Farewell, my wurlich wife. Farewell, love in land. Fare thou seemliest life. Fare thou happy in hand.
The Duke then goes to his daughter, now that they are alone.
Maiden, so lovely and comely of sight. I pray thee for love, thou wilt listen to me. To hear my reason, I pray thee well tight. Love, so dearin, me must show to thee. My love to thy body is cast in so bright. My will, me must have of thee. Thou art lovely to lecken, and brightest with right. I love thee in thought, thou seemly of blee by name. Thou maiden that moorest thy mirths with might, dern deeds we must do by day and by night. By thee worthiest wound and withest wit, this sooth tale I tell without an any blame.
The daughter enthusiastically encourages her father's attentions.
My fear, so gracious in grace, think thou shalt have an of me, for thou art lovely in face. And thereto bright berend of blee, now will I maken solace. For my dear in love shalt thou be. Kiss me now, paramour in place. Also, thou art worthy to see and sight. Damsel, fairest of fun. Also, thou art seemly to stand. Wrap we us to winden in hand to thy chamber that is so lovely of light.
The affair between daughter and father is discovered by the wife upon her return. The Duke then plots with the daughter to murder her.
Ah, I am wounded in great dolour. With danger and teen I am bound.
To me thou give tent, paramour, and listen what I say to stound. Yon traitor shall betray us this hour, I tell thee seemly on ground. Then shall we have no succour, but cares to us shall be found. Iwis, I may never before, till yon traitor be slaw, that is so rebel in sore sorrows mote I to her kiss.
Having murdered her mother, the daughter returns to her father, who asks,
Have you now slain, by thy fay, the fool that didest that teen?
She says that she has.
Ah, oh, now am I merry this stound that she is brought to that deed, for she should have raid us on ground, that ilk old shrewd queed. To sorrow she should us have found, that had been to us an evil reed. In care, forsooth, is she wound, and therefore I am merry to lead and gay. Damsel, lovely of cheer, make we merry here. For care without endwear is went away for aye.
After some interval of time passes, the daughter announces to the Duke that she has given birth to a child by him.
Have I begotten this stound child so lovely of thee? I am in sorrows wound, for care me must flee. I pray thee, in wreaths now wound, that foot in sight might I see?
She hands him the baby to look at.
Bird fair and bright. Do it out of my sight, for thought I am Nisglor. Sclow it in present, that is my commandment. Fast bring it of door. For all this land I would not that lords of this land had it thought that I had sinned by thee. For sorrow and care that we should drive, we should let ever life full rive, and thereon A to B. Therefore I pray thee, for thy love of me, slay it with thine own hand. Then shall we be in peace, withouten any lease, and have mirth in land.
She kills the child for him. The beginning of his next speech is lost. We rejoin it at...
Sing. There I sit, lovely in tower. I thank thee, lovely thing, for thy workings this hour, for that perfect tiding. I give thee hall and bower, for thou, without unleasing, puts me from shame and dolour.
Her response to his bribes, at the offer of a home, meets her approval, and the Duke announces... He will be travelling away from her.
Into country I will wend, there to pleat both fire and hen, with good deeds bound. There, as it cometh in my mind, for to meet with lords kind, both in field and town.
The next speech is mostly in fragments. He elaborates about his journey and says his farewells.
Betide me good. Into country... But I pray thee this hour, my dear, paramour, I shall no more that. But certes I shall fond without. Have good day, Werlick White. Have good day, lovely in light. Pa. Seemly in sight. Comely.
Some change of location occurs. The Duke is wandering the land.
I am mightful and merry, marked in mind. I am flower fairest by fruit for to fair. I am fairest in face fairly to find. I am lovelick in land, lightest in lair. I am comely and courteous and crafty of kind. I am comely casting from knots of care. I am lordly to leck in light underlined. I am seemly to sit and sitters so sair. I will press me in pride.
when all the lords of this land are gathered together. I am flower of them all without endure, and else I were woken of blames right here, but I be royal in array for to ride.
The ringing of the bells of a nearby church draw his attention.
Ah, now I hear a bell ringing full near, hither in the kirk. Thither I will fare, for I am in great care. There's some good deed to work.
Once at the church, he has a realization.
A sinful caitiff I am. Sinfully I have wrought blame by great time of my life. Now, Christ, hast thou me bought? Forgive me that blame that I have wrought, and make me somewhat blithe. For in this world may be none that ever took life with flesh and bone that have it so great blame. But I have grace and help of thee. I am lost for thee so free, in hell to be by name. A priest now me must have, if I shall be saved, against Christ of might, to tell him my blame that I have wrought by name. That is my thought now tight today. Jesu, heaven flower, put me from dull hour, and give me grace this hour, a priest to have, I say!
He finds a priest who listens to his confession.
Ah, blessed be thou, that thou come today to hear my deadly sin. Whilst we are together, I will shrive me here, for now will I begin. I have led my life in sorrow and in strife, with cursedness and care, yet is more in my thought. Sins I have wrought by my daughter in lair, and child she bore by me, which was fair and free, both in body and face, and I might never be for, till we had him sclaw. I say the true case. Yet more I will tell now. My wife there she sclow through urgement of me. And thus is my life spent. Lord omnipotent, grant me my sins to flee.
The priest forgives his sins in return for penance.
I will blithely my leave friend do penance both far and hend to save my soul from wrath.
The duke returns to his daughter, a new man.
Hail, daughter, lovely of sight. Hail, lovely leavened today. Christ that is mighty in might, save thee o'ermore and aye.
She goes to him, but he rejects her advances.
Let be, my daughter dear, let be, lovely in Lear. I have forsaken here my blame and my sin. My sin I have forsake, and to penance I have me take for that wicked rake. Now is time to blin, and therefore I pray thee, certes, with heart free, that thou make not me to fall in no more blame. Now will I do away my treasures rich and gay, and travelling I will aye for my wicked fame.
The daughter attacks the duke. He receives a fatal blow to his head.
Now my life will pass from me this ilk stout. I am smitten in the face with careful strokes and round. Jesu, full of grace, will forgive this trespass that thou hast done to me, and give thee grace to blin of that wicked sin which thou hast done so free. My time comest fast too, that I shall pass you through in other place to dwell. In manus to us, Domine, Jesu, have mercy on me and save my soul from hell.
He dies, and it can be assumed is redeemed. The fate of the daughter in this version of the story is not recorded. For a full breakdown of the play with line-by-line discussion between producer and actor, there is an additional podcast. Or you can listen to a live production of a reconstruction of the play as a modern comedy, with the Duke Maraud as Donald Trump.